Alright, I'm by the sex aisle, so I don't want to be too loud.
Are you going to buy some sex?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. You can buy anything in a Walmart, buddy.
Like sex?
That's the one. I can hear you now. You're fine at that volume as long as you extend the words.
Okay.
Perfect. Alright, you know what that means? Night Court is in session.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Walmart.
Dylan, you're on trial for being too sexy in a Walmart.
Suit galore. You know, I don't know if it's the gym shorts. I don't know if it's the polo shirt. Maybe it's the combo that throws people off. But I'm working on.
Yep. I am tipping the cops off. I like how I do.
So what am I doing right now? I'm at the deodorant aisle trying to figure out, what should I go with, you know? Like, deodorant lasts a while. I don't use a lot. I like to be smelly. So what should I get here?
Get the one that goes on your body.
Okay, should I get a deodorant? Should I get an antiperspirant? Should I get, a gel? Should I get, maybe a white powder thing?
White powder?
Yeah. Like a white powder thing. I think I'm going to go Old Spice. Oh, no, that's just a deodorant. I need to put aluminum on my underarms so it blocks my sweat glands from producing any sweat.
Okay. Since this is so interesting, I'm going to stop recording for a second to see. All right, Dylan. Now listen to this intro I made for the subsequent.
How embarrassing.
What?
Oh, you have to show off your work to me like I'm your parent or something.
No, I just wanted
watch
to see
me. Watch my podcast. Listen to it.
Alright, fuck you. I'm gonna turn it down so you can't hear it.
Alright, that's better. I can imagine cooler things.
Welcome to Hey! Where's Logan? I miss him. The only podcast on the internet where Matt and Dylan talk about nothing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that intro.
What?
You know, like how the second audio program, if that's what it's called, on a TV channel, sometimes it'll be for people who can't see. It'll be a storybook, they're describing what's happening. Yeah, this will be for people who aren't with me right now, but want to live vicariously through me. Maybe you live somewhere that doesn't have a Walmart, somewhere cool. This is what it's like in the real America. Is your cool place open at 2 a.m., which is the time that it is right now? Call me when it is. Mm-hmm.
All right. Content.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do for content again?
Can you WikiHow for content?
Yes. That sounds like good content.
What do we do for... Okay, good, good. Should I get clinical strength? I don't know if I need them.
What?
Matt, you would know. You've known me a while.
Do you need...
Should I get, a girl deodorant to throw...
What?
Keep him guessing?
You cut out.
Yeah, I can hear myself now. Probably because I'm in a Walmart.
Is that good for you or bad for you? To hearing yourself. Do you need me to fix
Wait,
that?
Wait, Mindegree's motion sense is on... Rollback. Yeah, let me fix that.
By throwing your phone on the floor until it breaks?
Got it. And then getting a new phone. That's how I buy every new phone. Gotta break the old to get out with the new. You gotta break a few phones to get a new phone.
You can't get a new phone without breaking your phone.
Oh, this looks pretty cool. It's got a basketball gear on it. I've never done that, but maybe I will with this.
Alright, hold on. I'm searching for help online. How to remember what you were Googling. Oh, I misspelled Googling, it says.
Did you say goggle.com?
Hey, you're going...
Yeah, that's what I said, Matt.
Let me see if I can...
Why do you have to treat me? Why do you have to treat me like that? See, that's a shame, too, because I feel like the last thing we did before this
fixed it.
Is probably my favorite thing. but I feel like I wasn't like actually trying to like sound good, which is a damn shame. It's a monkey's paw thing, huh?
What is it? How content? Yeah, let's talk about the monkey's paw.
Okay. What makes a paw? You know, is it would it be a monkey's hand? Like, what makes a paw a paw? A paw.
Yeah, when is it a paw and when is it a monkey's fist? And is that when content?
When does the paw become a fist? Is that content? Let's crowdsource this. Do you have a Quora account? Maybe you could ask them.
No, I don't.
Share an audio file?
Question without
is this content?
Signing up? Somebody just call you?
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's pretty happening at the Walmart at 2 a.m. Oh, I said where I live. That's not good.
Do you mean to cut that out? The Night Court theme isn't playing right now.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that's true. Yeah, you should probably cut that out.
Like
speaking
it.
Of cutting things out, I was listening to...
You were listening to Full House.
No, I was not. I was listening to an old episode. An old, I think the X-Men Days of Future Past episode. I wanted to see what I thought about X-Men. And what everyone else did too. And I think you say your full name at the end, which was very funny.
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
In what context was it?
Was, or that's me, Matt Bell, giving Days of Future Past 7 stars. It was really sad, like, listening to the podcast, because everyone else hated it but me. That's not true. Everyone else liked it, but I loved it. And then I made all these, like, proclamations, like, oh, well, you know, they set up a lot of stuff, they can spoil it in the next movie, and this and this and that, and we'll see, and then it's just a total garbage bomb train.
All right, I got a list of content here. You can stop vamping.
Stop talking? I'm not allowed to talk anymore?
No, you can stop vamping. You can say something if you have something to say, but I could tell what you were saying was dumb garbage that you hated talking about, but you did it anyway.
Oh, like tonight? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that's trying to call you. I mean, this is new. I don't like not having the upper hand here.
Well, get used to it, buddy, because it's Night Court time, and now you're on trial for murder. Dylan,
I didn't sleep at all.
Why did you do that murder?
Why did I choose to represent myself tonight? Let me talk in public right now on a pair of headphones about a bit about how I killed someone.
Oh, man. It just says that's good content. Please do that.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm buying some pretty embarrassing things. I don't really want to draw more attention to myself.
Well, you either got to tell us what you're buying or talk about murder.
Tell us what you're buying. It's a new segment of the podcast.
What is Dylan buying?
What
oh, shit, I need
buying?
That cha-ching register sound.
Call in and guest. Guess? Yes.
Call in and guest host the show.
Yes.
You
please
get,
take this burden away from us.
Send us an email and you can do one of the shows and we won't even be there if you don't want. In fact, that would be better for us.
It would be easier, yeah. All right, I scraped my knee. Which combination of Band-Aids and antiseptic cream do I want to get? Let's see. Am I going to go to Yes Warm brand? Am I going to go generic? Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Get both.
Oh.
And it's not too late, Dylan, for you to get counsel. Do you want someone to represent you? I, as an impartial judge in the case, would like to offer my services as your lawyer.
Oh, I gladly accept. I underslept. I did no research. I forgot the court was today.
All right.
Can we reschedule?
Your Honor, my client is clearly insane. So he can't be held responsible for his perverted and demented actions. Also, may I say, you look very handsome, Your Honor. Thank you.
Why, thank you. Oh,
I'm
we're both
the judge again.
There's
now.
Two judges, actually. It's a consul system, like an ancient Rome. They have two heads of state. Same deal.
Okay.
Florida
well,
has a really weird justice system.
Counselor, which judge were you referring when you said it was looking very handsome?
Do remember you're under oath, sir.
I don't think I am, but let's say this is true anyways. Both of you? Oh.
Well, that's highly unorthodox, but I'll allow it.
I feel less special now. Even less special than I did when they told me they were going to start having a co-judge in all my cases. All right. Sidebar, second judge. Hey. What did they tell you when they told you to come be second judge? Is this because I keep representing the defendants? Myself?
Yes. Yeah, I'm judge number two. And I'm here to say I don't trust your legal opinions in a major way.
Also, your voice sounds different than it did when you first talked.
Yeah, we're doing an aside right now. I'm putting on my judge voice. This voice has no authority to it. No one would care about legal opinions.
Should I do a judge voice? Would that help people respect me as a judge?
Hey, here come to judge. Does anyone remember that?
No.
Yeah,
let me
either.
See if I can find that online somewhere.
Wasn't that funny?
Oh, man. Those fucking dumb idiots in our courtroom look really pissed off that we're taking so long and looking up Google video.
This is perfect timing because I'm about to talk over the Here Comes the Judge part. And I'm about to walk to checkout. So I don't want to talk.
All right, good. This is perfect time for me to...
It's very rude to have headphones in when you're checking out at the store.
Gavel, gavel, gavel.
That's a public service announcement.
Oh. What was I saying? Oh, I am taking over the court now. Any judges who do not like that and they want to stay being a co-judge, please say right now, I want to keep being a judge, please. All right. Nobody else wants to be a judge, so the motion carries. And I'm the only judge again. Yeah! Wait, there. Yeah! Thanks, Night Court theme. Alright, what are we doing? Oh, yeah. Counselor, how does your defendant plead? I mean, oh wait, that's supposed to do judge voice. I forgot. Oh, counselor, how does your opinion plead? That's not a good judge voice. Counselor. Sidebar. Hey, other judge. You still here? Oh my god. He ate a bunch of pills. I didn't want to be the only judge this way. Shit, I hope I can't be convicted of making this happen. Alright. I didn't do it. Well, I know one thing. That's it, that's the one. Alright. Counselor. How does your defendant plead now? Guilty, Your Honor. He did it, and he loved doing it. Also, he also pleads that he made the second judge eat pills. So let that be on the record for later. Oh, my. I see that is true. Now, everyone look now at the judge and there's all the pills. That should be in the record, it sounds like.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Good.
It's very nice to see that, yeah.
Yes.
Didn't expect
power
like
up the electric chair.
That's like my biggest fear. I have like bad dreams about that.
Silence in my courtroom. People talking. So Dylan, what are you buying? Oh, I think I hear you buying the stuff.
Your Honor, Your Honor, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. This man does not represent me. I was unable to speak. I was under a gag order.
Your Honor, may I draw your attention to the fact that if that's true and I don't represent him, then you don't get paid your second paycheck? I find in honor of the attorney and judge, and they win both awards for best law.
Damn it, I may not like it, but the system works.
Yay!
Say no.
We solved it.
In 2017, America, institutions are inviolate, and they will stand forever.
Just in case anybody is listening to this who doesn't live in the U.S., is unfamiliar with our legal system, this was a court transcript that we just read. This is exactly how it works.
It's actually a future Rick and Morty episode.
Yes.
So
do you watch that new Rick and Morty episode?
I haven't seen one in like 2 years. I've only seen half the first season.
New one's pretty good.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good show. I like it.
Szechuan McNugget sauce. Am I right, you guys?
You should watch the episode before you make references to it.
No, I know. It's all over everywhere about that. Everyone talks about it. I haven't seen it, so I say, I've actually not seen that episode yet. I don't even have a TV.
Do people get really impressed when you say that?
Oh, yeah. Shocked, usually.
They start getting the vapors? What?
I have a question, though.
Go.
Ooh, you can tell you drink a lot when you sanitize your hands. It makes you a little nauseous.
Okay.
Drank too much
hand sanitizer?
Yeah, or just anything like with alcohol, you know, like that, or maybe like you're drinking the mixer you use like the next day, like just you know, on its own, and then it just makes you queasy.
Maybe you should try washing your hands.
You know, if I had a sink in my car, I would. I've begged to get the model, the Buick Century, 2003 Buick Century model that had the sink in it, but you know, we didn't go with that. So Matt, would you recommend the small talk that I just had with that Walmart employee?
I don't know. Let's go back and listen to it now.
All right. The segment where we perform a short story, and only one of us has the copy of it, so the other person kind of just has to, try to go along with it and try to get as close as possible to the original thing. I think we could do a poem. And I know poems aren't really, short stories, but usually poems don't have two or more characters talking to each other. But I think we can make it work. Let's go with the Rite of Paul Revere, maybe? I think that's a good one.
All right, now shut up. I almost have this pulled up. Oh, I almost
yes,
went
sir.
To the wrong folder because podcast is right next to pornography.
Porncast? It's where you broadcast yourself masturbating. Oh, wait, do we all do that because the NSA has our webcams hacked?
Yes.
Okay.
So what am I looking for?
Oh, just wait until I do the thing I'm going to do when I get home. You're never going to believe it, podcast audience.
Ew.
Oh, no, that has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. That is a total coincidence. Matt, no one cares about your boner. Has the internet taught you anything?
Where did I export this to?
You don't even care about it. I care.
Thank you. Dang it. Hold on.
All right, so this is where we talk about classes we've taken in middle school. Science, that was one.
Ah, I found it. Should have known. It's in the Yentl folder.
Yentl? Someone said Yentl? I'm fine with that. I'll watch Yentl. All
right, that's for next week.
Next week's pick is Yentl. What is this podcast about anymore? All
right. Who knows?
I wish Logan still talked to us and said we made him mad by releasing a bunch of nonsense under the umbrella of an organization he's also part of.
That's one. All right. Counselor, all right. How does your defendant...
That beeping is you checking out in the background.
Guilty, okay. Your Honor.
I can't edit out this garbage that I'm saying.
He loved doing it.
That's fair.
Also, I...
Can you enhance?
He also pleads that he made the second judge eat pills. So let that be on the record for later. I think I was trying to talk over the person so that somebody wasn't unwittingly being put on a podcast.
Unwittingly and unconsciously. Of the entertainment product, yes. Unconsciously, yeah. I knocked her out and then I robbed the Walmart.
That's what we're doing right now. We are unconsciously podcasting.
Oh, my.
It's kind of an error pod. That's a good drop. You should hold on to that one.
Oh, my. I see that is true. Now, everyone look now at the judge and there's all the pills. That should be in the record, it sounds like. Good.
It's very nice of you, thank you.
Yes. Power up the electric chair.
Oh, I heard the credit card chip machine beep, which means I need to take my credit card out. Oh, yeah. That's like my biggest fear. I have like bad dreams about it.
Silence in my courtroom. Okay, what were you saying to that lady that was your biggest fear that you have bad dreams about?
Oh, inadequacy when talking to women. And she agreed.
Did the comment that preceded that, it was, she said, you seem really inadequate while you're talking to me.
Yeah, I could tell. I can tell you have a problem with women.
And you said,
I said,
that's your biggest fear and...
Where this, if this was any other place at Walmart, any other time at 2 a.m., I'd fight you. Not physically.
Emotionally?
But you're right, goddammit. Emotionally, psychically. I'd use my words.
All right.
She walked around and put the bags in my cart. And I said, well, that's a lot of service, Walmart at 2 a.m., thank you! I said it just like that.
I think we've solved it. Yes, your small talk is great.
Yeah, and admitting that it's great is the first step to fixing.
Is the first step to continuing on the same way.
Oh, this is an Ask Me Your Podcast now. Now I'm changing the light bulbs.
Huh? I think it's too loud.
Yeah. You guys love it.
Oh my, I see the...
What do you think about that, Judge?
Oh my!
I kind of think of like these podcasts as like you know, like when YouTubers will like talk about politics and like they have no idea what they're talking about and they just completely like make like asses out of themselves and they come off as like racist or awful. This is kind of the inverse of that, where like we don't know anything about podcasting, but we're gonna try it and it just ends up being bad with no preparation or research.
Preparation H, because you just bought some at the store. That's right. I'm blowing up your purchases, Dylan. Wait, where's that cash register sound? There was half of one.
This sounds like identity theft. Someone call Law and Order. Dun, 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 cha-ching. Beep, 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 beep. I hope this trial doesn't go to night court.
Let me load the Law and Order theme. Next Wednesday. Desire. The classic Law and Order theme
becomes reality.
He raped me!
Commercial now. Go.
So this aired live?
Of consenting.
It was part of the script.
Or just good.
Not her. Are you filming this?
Get this camera out of here.
It's a reality show. There is no reality. New law.
And that was the Law and Order theme.
All relations to events are totally fictional.
All right, say something.
No.
Perfect. It's time for the silence. And then some music. It's time for the cocktail hour. Hi, Dylan. Welcome to the cocktail lounge. Can you talk and play the piano at the same time?
I'm actually patting my head right now and rubbing my belly. I'm listening to Eccentric.
That's relaxing.
Hey, everybody, it's time. Wait, I actually can't play and talk at the same time, but I can, like, kind of, like, just not say a lot of words and like, keep playing, you know? Like, the same way, like, in World War One, when you, like... for
keep playing while you're telling me about World War One.
Please do. Yeah, so, you know, like, biplanes, eventually... Well, at first, aircraft were just scouts, right? But, you know, eventually they started fighting each other.
They started shooting at each other from the cockpits.
Started shooting each other. And it literally started, I'm not making this up, like with handguns.
Right.
Like they would shoot handguns at other pilots in the sky.
Yeah.
And they would literally like throw bombs out, like toss like bird grenade bombs outside. But that led its way to, you know, mounting machine guns.
Which the first this is one a good they mental exercise. Shot themselves down.
Well, that was the problem, right? Is that how do you shoot a machine gun through your biplane, what is it called, the rotor, without shooting yourself and exploding?
With timing
This is like
thing.
That.
I forget
where
what it's
like,
called.
They actually developed a mechanical system that yes. like it physically stops the machine gun from shooting when a rotor passes by it. And yes. This is kind of the same thing, you know, like when I'm talking, I'm not actually playing at all.
You're trying to figure out how to not shoot yourself down right now.
Nope. I'm bringing myself up. Because I think a lot of the problem in the white male community is that we really, you know, like we really are so hard on ourselves and each other. And I think if we were just more positive, we'd have a, you know, a much better time.
Yeah. I didn't follow what you said, but I feel like it was misogynist and racist.
It could be. It could be.
I think that's the real problem in the white male community. Is we don't call each other racist and misogynist enough.
Misogynists? I'm a misogynaut.
Misogynaut?
Misogynaut, yes.
Ah, content. Uh-oh. That was us paying out money. Song.
All you need is cash. Thank you. I'm taking tips. They're much appreciated, not required. I just like the people are enjoying my music, but every little bit helps.
I took some money out of your tip jar.
You took some out of my tip jar?
Yeah.
You know what? That's fine. Take a dollar, leave a dollar, right? That's my philosophy.
Yeah, take a dollar.
So, Matt, what have you been up to lately? I haven't talked to you in a couple days, man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's also weird that I haven't posted any of these episodes left.
I'm actually going to talk, if you don't mind.
All right, I'll just shut my fucking mouth. Mind my own goddamn business.
You've got a good 3-second window to answer a question. If you can't think of something to say at that point, you forfeit your right to speak. It's a privilege. It's not a right.
What were you saying? What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was saying, also, I haven't posted any of these yet.
Why would you? This is I think my insurance will cover this therapy.
Please send me information.
Really good insurance.
By saying it right now.
So what have I been seeing lately? I've watched the first 2 episodes of the new season of Veep, and man, are they disappointing. What happened to that show?
Oh, really? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's sad. And part of it's like, oh, well, they're in the private sector now, you know, because things happen. And they're obviously very tired and sad, but I feel like the actors are kind of tired and sad, like they don't have confidence in the material, which is weird because 2 seasons ago, a season ago, the creative staff changed. Armando Iannucci, I think is his name, left the show, replaced by Iannucci. David Mandel, like former Seinfeld writer from like later Seinfeld, and I think he wrote for the Clerks animated series, I believe.
Steve Bannon. Oh, that was a good animated
series. And Kim Possible, I believe.
I like that series, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You were way too old to watch Kim Possible. What's your excuse?
Being fucked up on a couch.
Getting fucked up and watching a little like Kimmy Possible.
This KP. TV show being on. You remember, I love that that guy's name was Ron Stoppable.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Ron Stoppable.
It's a quality joke.
I like that that one guy's name was Ron Artest. I think he's a sports guy?
No.
Speaking of sports, how about that NFL draft? Did you know they change it to where they just do the first round on one day and then they do the rest the next day? I think the Buffalo Bills are looking pretty strong.
Hey, this brings us back to what we were going to do before.
Find content for the podcast.
Please. What have you found?
All right. Number one, list all your ideas. So,
all your in-laws? Okay. I'm not married.
All your ideas.
Oh. I have
also, you don't have to be married to have in-laws.
Is that... I thought in-laws meant, like, you know...
Somebody has to be married. But not you.
Oh, sure. So if my sister gets married, like, those would be my in-laws.
Yeah. Now, the real question is, if you get married to your sister, are your normal relatives your in-laws?
No, she's way too good for me. There's no way. Like, she's out of my league.
Oh. That's sweet and a little weird.
All right. So I've never seen Doogie Howser, but I'm going to try to play the theme song.
List all of your ideas.
I think my idea is to try to intuit the Doogie Howser theme song because I haven't ever actually listened to it consciously. Got it.
You did it. That was the whole theme.
All right, it's your turn.
Doogie Howser.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an instrument in front of me. How am I supposed to do this?
Acapella style, please.
All right. I think my voice might be too scratchy for that.
Oh, you're going through therapy? Voice therapy? Did you get plastic voice surgery and now you have a different voice?
No.
Oh, that sounds like it's probably what it sounds like. It's very hard finding sheet music for the Doogie Howser thing. Oh, could I go behind the curtain for a second to reveal something that I've never said before? Thank you.
Sure!
Alright. Hold that hidden, bro, for as long as you can. I tried to find sheet music for the Night Court theme, and the closest I came was an Amazon listing for Night Court on Easy Piano. There's with no pictures.
What is Easy
with
Piano?
One used seller selling it for $35. I thought, no, I'm not going to buy that. I was going to surprise you by playing the Night Court theme. That's never going to happen now. Maybe I can be...
Why don't you just try to figure it out?
Let's see what we get. Can I generate?
No. Definitely Tubular Bells is what you need.
Okay, let me give them this. Wait.
More tubular.
Oh, I got it.
Man.
Got it.
I feel like I could figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Oh, it's even closer. See, the trick is to not be afraid of the Black Keys.
What?
They're a great band. I like this jazz organ. I don't play with this. Welcome to a spooky funeral podcast. Matt, how many years have you been taking the piano?
What?
How many years have you been taking the piano?
2. What?
That's pretty good. Welcome to Keyboard Wars, where we noodle around on keyboards. Tonight is a piano keyboard. Tomorrow might be a computer keyboard. We don't know. Thanks to the vagaries of the English language, you'll never find out.
Trying to get that.
Did
next
you leave
part.
Yet?
I got the Are first part. Are you still here?
Yes. Alright, let's hear a G. Let's hear a good G. What's a G scale? What do we got? Maybe a little F flat. That exists, right? A little C flat. C flat is my favorite key.
What's your least favorite key?
My giant house keys.
This sounds like content.
Yeah, we're getting ever closer to content. Itching closer to content since 2007. Teen? Wait, what year is 2017? See, first-year child music students will get that C-flat is a joke because C-flat is just B. Isn't that great?
That reminds me of Batman the Animated Series. Let's talk about that.
When I was at Walmart tonight, I was in the electronics section, you know, just browsing them, relaxing, acting all cool. And they have a bunch of DVDs of, like, based around, like, the different characters. Like, there's, like, a Poison Ivy DVD, which is, like, episodes of Poison Ivy, and, like, a Robin DVD. It's weird.
Were you Robin those DVDs?
I took a few, but I left enough that no one's going to notice. Does anyone
take a few, leave a few?
That's the Walmart creed. Also, the Walmart creed is to never join a union and to show employees that unions are bad, part of their training. Did you see they're doing another movie, another Harley Quinn Batman movie in the style of the old animated series with the same people?
No.
They are. I forget if it's an actual movie or if it's a short, but I hope it's good. Matt, what have you seen lately?
I saw a little show called
Superman, the animated series.
Yes.
That was pretty good, too. Not as good as Batman, but that was pretty good.
Here's something called 9 Deleted Game of Thrones Scenes You Need to See. On the plus side, 10
episodes. 150 Game of Thrones scenes. So that's all of them? How many seasons?
Watch it with
show
the sound off because it looks pornographic.
Oh. Let's rank every scene in Game of Thrones.
All right.
The best scene, one. Easily the Red Wedding. Am I right, everyone?
No.
When I first started watching the show, before I started watching it, I knew that the Red Wedding was a thing, so I got very scared anytime anyone got married. They had more than one marriage on that show.
So, have you been to any cool weddings lately?
I went to a cool one a couple years ago. with some good friends, and I think I was wearing a gray shirt, and it was at illicitly done at a cool park in a cool town I used to live in.
The shirt?
The shirt.
All right. You've listed all your ideas. Step two is ask your followers.
Let's get on the horn.
Dylan, you follow me around from time to time.
I'm a follower, I'd say, yeah.
Give me some content.
Well, here's some content. Here's some things that you don't know about Matt, listeners out there.
All right. Thanks, so Dylan, for all that great content. Problem. And step three is subscribe to blogs and podcasts. I don't want to do that. Number four is respond to the competition. That sounds good. Let's
all right,
talk
let's call,
shit
let's
about
call some bigger podcast out.
What is our competition again?
I think our competition is like entropy or like doing nothing, I think.
The death of the universe?
Yeah. We are a source of life. The good thing about Matt is that he will never tell you to not do something. He believes so firmly in the yes and philosophy that even if what you're doing is horribly stupid, he will never tell you to stop doing it. In fact, it's almost backfires and makes one want to do a stupid, childish thing.
Which works out great for me because I actually like the stupid stuff. It's fun for me.
That's the secret twist.
I want to see how stupid it can get. Will it save the universe? Maybe.
Only one way to find out. If you wake up tomorrow and nothing exists in reality anymore, you know we failed.
What if you don't wake up and so then everything is still existing in reality, but you think it's not because you're dead?
Then I hope you've lived a life worth listening to.
Like this one. That was your cue, Dylan, to do something.
Oh, wait, no, hold on.
What would you say our biggest direct competitor is? Probably
wait,
Serial? The Serial still on?
Oh, the Serial podcast? Yeah, didn't they make the Bo Bergdahl thing where they said he was an American hero and he was a perfect soldier?
Bo Bergdahl?
Never did nothing wrong? Never
oh,
did anything?
Yeah.
Never did nothing wrong ever?
I think I started listening to that one. All right, and it sucked. It was terrible. Everyone hates Serial, and Serial, you suck. Come at us, Serial. What are you going to do?
You did a really good thing there. And a lot of, when people throw shade at competition, the biggest mistake they make is that they insult the audience. You avoided that because we're trying to steal people from Serial.
Yeah, I love the Serial audience. They're the smartest, most intelligent, most quick-witted, brainy, witty, smart.
They enunciate their words perfectly.
They have great taste in things. They're cool. They're early adopters of media.
They're very socially conscious. They care about the environment.
And all of their opinions are right. Have you ever noticed that? Every one of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're trying to class up our podcast a little bit because our listenership, it's like they're a little blue collar. They're kind of, they're not that smart.
Yeah.
They have middle school education. So
it's good to denigrate
our
listeners because the ones that we have now like that kind of thing.
We're negging our listeners.
Yeah. They're a bunch of little bitches. They're going to fucking listen to us no matter what.
Yeah,
I'll never
I bet
stop.
They couldn't like. I bet there's nothing we could say that would make them turn off right now.
Yeah, let's try that.
So I'm gonna go behind the curtain again. I know I just did that. It's a very nice curtain.
Do you keep getting scared? You keep hiding behind that curtain.
I don't want to come out of this curtain. It's a good. It's nice in here. It's cozy. It's dark. This entire podcast endeavor has just been a trick to whittle down the number of people listening to this to one, and then I can marry that person. I can spend the rest of my life with that person.
It might be you.
It wasn't me the whole time.
Here's the question, though. If you get married to yourself, are your family your in-laws?
Oh.
Are you showering?
It comes back to that, doesn't it?
Are you going to shower?
About to.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot how we did it last time, so I don't know how to do it.
That was podcast gold last time. We got tons of gold.
Oh, I might shave, too. I love shaving in the shower. Am I the only one? Call in and ask us. Or tell us.
All right. All right, we got Antonio on line 5. Go ahead, Antonio.
Ron, please, go right ahead.
Hi, I work for the NSA, and I was listening in to you just now, and you said to call in, so I spliced on in, and I like to shave near my sink.
Around your sink?
Is that a fat joke? Because I'm morbidly fat?
When you shave around the sink, you die while you do it because you're so fat that your heart stops. Am I right? Oh.
All right. I'm just going to mark this podcast for bad numbers. We're going to manipulate the numbers so it looks like not many people listen. Goodbye. Dylan, why were you mean to Antonio?
Because...
I also don't appreciate your body shaming him.
That's I just do it because I'm ashamed of my body.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah.
We know
so
that
it's okay.
That's why people lash out like that.
Exactly. I only make fun of you because I didn't make fun of myself. And I can't do that because that would be sad. Did I put my phone in a plastic bag? Sorry, I'm trying to think of how to do that.
You still don't have a waterproof phone? It's whatever year this is.
That's true. It's 20 or something. Oh, man. I was going to get the 7. This was like the first generation in a while. Usually I do it every 2 years. But now, I don't know. I was so scared by the headphone jack and the whatnot that I just don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Can Apple save me this time? This fall? Will they keep me as a customer? We'll see.
Let's see. We've got an Apple representative on the line.
Hey, it's Steve.
Welcome to Apple. Oh, sorry, you got this, Steve? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, hey, I'm Steve Wozniak. What's up? I'm back, working at Apple.
Hey, Woz.
Hey.
I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. Well, see, I'm really mad at Steve Jobs after we both worked at Atari, and then we were given the job to take the breakout arcade machine and try to reduce the number of chips on it to save money, and then I produced a design that saved so many chips that it couldn't be replicated by Atari's engineers. We got paid for it, both Steve and I, Steve Jobs and I got paid for it. And then Steve took all of like most of the money, didn't leave me almost any.
You worked at Atari what?
Oh, that would be Atari Corporation, I believe, before it split off into two.
Oh, All right. I'll stop the Night Court theme then. Now that we got to bottom of that. All right, number 8. Oh, wait, I skipped number 6 and 7. Number 6, read FAQs and support issues. That sounds good. I'm going to Google some FAQs.
Please, go ahead.
All right,
I'm wrapping up.
All right. Google's dictionary defines an FAQ as a list of questions and answers relating to a particular subject, especially when giving basic information for users of a website. 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 Website.
Lisa needs braces.
What?
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan.
Website.
Your shower is more echoey than it was last time. Is it a different shower?
Oh, it's the same shower. See, that's why I feel like I'm like fucking this up some way. I how did I do this? Did I have headphones in? That's nonsense.
Talking. No, it didn't echo that time.
Oh, I took it out of the shower.
Okay, you do that.
Whoa, you're in like a plastic bag. Is this what it's like to talk to a penis in a condom?
Yes.
Never tried that.
You normally talk to penises without condoms on? That's not safe, Dylan.
It's not safe?
No.
put, as long as one of them's wrapped up, you're fine, right?
Put a condom on the penis before you talk to it.
Smart.
No, I'm trying to think of a word that, two words that rhyme, one of which refers to a conversation and one of which refers to a condom. Help me do that real quick, and I'll edit out all of this part of us thinking about it, and then it'll sound like we're both really smart.
Okay. Word sandwich. Condom sandwich. No. I don't know if the bread is the condoms or condoms are the meat. You can do that part.
No. No, condom, no conversation, no.
No condom, no cry. Wait, what?
This is a terrible message you're spreading, Dylan.
This message brought to you by Plan B, pregnancy prevention kits. Don't use condoms, they suck.
No rubber, no blubber.
Coming to theaters 2019. Starring Robin Williams somehow.
They'll figure out a way to do that. You blubber a lot when you have conversations, right?
I'm a blubber, I'd say. You know, as I get older, I get more emotional. I think that's just the hormones building up in my body, maybe.
That checks out. The science is valid.
Can you Google that for me? Is that right?
What?
The thing I just said?
I wasn't listening. All right, here's some frequently asked questions.
Please clap.
How do I notify the IRS my address has changed? Am I supposed to just read the frequently asked questions? Because it doesn't say to read the answers. It just says read the frequently asked questions.
Do you have a house telephone line? I feel like you might.
No.
Did you ever?
No. I mean, when I was a child.
I still use my parents' like now disconnected phone line like this when I need to give one for, you know, something.
If I could afford it, I actually probably would have a landline.
Just so you can have like a cool rotary phone and you can say, operator.
Exactly why. Why else? Also, I would get more political poll calls.
Yeah. Telephone lines are, like, really expensive. It's kind of insane.
How do I know if I have to file quarterly individual estimated tax payments? What is a split refund? So now we're really contenting.
Matt, I claimed you as a dependent. Is that cool?
I don't know. Let me see. I'm going to search... Dependent.
Can you claim someone as a dependent who's older than you?
Yeah, if they depend on you.
Matt, I feel like if I wasn't in your life, I don't even know what you'd do.
If they live at your house and you pay for them.
Okay, I pay for you all the time. I'm pretty sure I paid for a beer the last time we hung out.
I remember I paid for your movie ticket that time and you never paid me back.
Oh yeah, I never once bought anything for you after that moment.
No, you bought stuff for me, but you didn't pay me back money and say, "Here, this is for the ticket."
And then I moved away.
Or give me another ticket, like just mail me a movie ticket.
Which movie? Do you have a preference?
No.
Did you see Power Rangers?
Number 7. Follow people on social networks. All right, I'll follow people on social networks when we talk about Power Rangers.
All right, see where they're going, and if they're about to run into something, like, warn them, you know, and say, hey, watch out.
All right, this person's doing something weird, but I'll follow them because it told me to. Number 9, attend conferences or meetups. I think this counts, right?
Yeah, what's up, man? It's kind of a council.
Hey.
It's a council meeting.
Conference, not council.
Yep. Oh, that's fair. So this doesn't count.
Aw, do we need, like, one more person for it to be a conference call?
Technically, yes.
Alright.
Who do we got? Let's go on the old Rolodex. Who still wants to talk?
Let me look at my Skype decks. Skype-a-dex.
You're a Skype-a-mancer.
I couldn't hear you while I was trying to add somebody.
It didn't work. Hello?
Hello?
Hi! This is a new person!
New person!
You can tell, because it's on a different line of Skype.
I'm the most polite person that I think I've ever met, because I walked in the other room to pee, and I left the phone out here.
Oh, no! Oh, no, I'm dead!
Well, we did a conference call, so now we're going to really see that cash rolling in.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear it now. I can hear it all the way from here.
Excellent. Number 10, read books to gain deeper knowledge.
Oh, wait,
did I actually
knowledge?
Go to a life advice? No, this
like
is
the secret?
This is still podcasts. Oh, they're trying to sell me a book, I bet. No?
No.
They just want you to read books. I guess maybe this is sponsored by Big Book. Are you reading a book in the shower, Dylan?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Number 11, make relevant lists. Number 11 is make relevant lists. I think that was just this person trying to validate what they're doing with their lives.
Oh, that's really meta. I think it turned into a how to write a WikiHow article. Actually, shit, that's a better one. Let's just see how to write a WikiHow article.
All right, I'll do that. And then the last one, number 12, is monitor Google searches. That's what I've been doing this entire time.
So we're already like at least what would you say? That's 8 steps ahead of everyone else in the podcast game.
Yeah, especially Serial. They fucking underestimate their listenership so bad on that show.
I don't like how they talk down to their listeners.
I know, because
yeah,
you can tell their listeners don't really like it that much. Whereas our listeners
I think listeners would rather be talked up to. Yeah, our listeners, it's weird how they even have, like, are able to listen to podcasts. Like, they're so poor and stupid.
Yeah, that's why we need to get rid of the libraries, so we get rid of these idiots who keep listening to us.
Will you sign my petition to do just that?
Yeah, I saw. I pretended to sign it.
It was making the rounds.
What am I doing? How to Google something?
How do you lose a guy in 10 days? Not 9 days, not 11 days. I want that exact number.
I'm going to do 9 days.
9 days?
Okay. Yeah, now we'll have a leg up on that movie. And our podcast will beat another of our competition. That movie.
Yeah, but our research has shown that people would rather watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days than listen to us.
Steps. Nah, it's just showing me the movie. I don't want to watch the movie. Oh, wait. Here's a wiki on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Matt, do you still get hungover, or are you past that phase? It's not happening to you anymore.
Well, you can't get hungover if you never stop...
NSD.
Not being hungover.
Wait a minute. I'm so glad we got those matching NSD tattoos.
It says... I don't know, I don't feel like reading this, but there's a bunch of X's over people, so just, like, draw X's on his face and shit.
Oh.
Echo!
Never Stop, Never Stopping? Tell me about that movie.
I watched it, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, but you're like, you know.
Hilarious?
Yeah.
Unlike our dumb listenership!
Hey, what a bunch of losers. What is it, yeah. Virginia loves us?
They're probably really confused.
That's the heart of the Confederacy.
They're probably really confused by this part of the podcast because they don't know what this sound is in the background.
Exactly. They probably think it's like their shower is on, so they're just perplexed.
It's like, it's just raining inside.
Matt, there's nothing more satisfying than working out and then not taking a shower until 8 hours later.
Did we leave our plant waterer on? In the plant watering room? What? I don't know. So you worked out today? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I got some curls. I did some lats. I even lifted.
What about your quads? Did you do some quads?
I'm in maxing my body, right? You know? Like, that's more of an effective weight than to live a happy life.
What about your delts?
My delts?
Yeah, did you blast some delts?
I did not blast my delts. I'm more blasting my core. I'm more of a core man.
Ah, that's smart.
Yeah, the core, you know, it's my core. Everything in it emanates from the core. So,
Yep. If you don't tone your core, it results in a core explosion, just like Chernobyl.
I'm only lifting weights with one arm, so I can kind of like a crab thing going on. It's very cool.
Are you doing that as a Simpsons reference?
What's that, a Simpsons reference?
There's an episode where Homer just lifted a weight with one arm and got one big arm.
Well, there was the one where he had to climb the mountain, but I don't think he had one really big arm.
Yeah, it's a different episode.
Okay. Is this a zombie Simpsons you're talking about? Because I wasn't. I don't watch that trash.
It was after it started getting weirder, but before it went really downhill.
Do you remember the first episode you saw that was like, wow, this is Simpsons shit. What's happening here?
I don't remember a specific episode.
I think it won for me. I didn't hate that episode. It wasn't the leprechaun one, like the horse leprechaun. It wasn't the one where Maude dies. It was the one where like Homer goes like on a mission trip or something to find God or some nonsense. That was when I stopped watching. But he goes to like a Pacific island or something. I don't. Is that ringing a bell?
Oh, like the island with the lepers.
Was it the leper island? I really don't remember. I think there was something with like Christianizing them or something.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Actually, Kevin told me to watch a specific recent episode. He said it seemed more like old Simpsons.
I kind of see
what he was saying, I guess, but I didn't love it, and then I fell asleep. So I don't know. I didn't finish watching it.
Hey, I'm sure we'll know John Portzeller, the best writer on The Simpsons. I was just told, I don't know how I didn't know this, listening to another podcast about The Simpsons. And they said that John Swartzwelder said that when he writes for Homer, he writes for a dog who can say his own name. That's his process.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, that works, I think.
Do you want to talk shit about That Simpsons Podcast, since they're our competition?
Oh, they are. They're total trash. It's put out by actual journalists and actual like people who have jobs creating content.
Losers.
And they suck at it.
Fucking dorks.
Hell, brother.
Yeah.
So I'm trying this new thing lately for when something happens that like actually upsets me or is serious, or I get like upset, I'll just say like, oh, geez, or oh, brother, and it actually makes me feel better. So, yeah, give it a try.
Huh. I'll have to try that.
Oh, boy. Like, oh, man, 9/11 was a national tragedy. Oh, geez.
Ugh, geez.
Yeah, but I mean, less like Catskills comedy, more like, you know, more like a like Midwestern older housewife kind of like. Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
geez.
There you go. Oh, boy. There you go.
I can hear myself echoing again.
Are there yourself echoing? Welcome to my world, Matt.
Are there somebody in the shower with you saying, "Oh boy"?
I don't take showers with people until I let the audience decide.
Who is in the shower with you rolling their eyes? Going, yeesh.
It's a pretty spacious shower, I gotta say. I feel blessed to have a shower. That's nice.
Do a shower. Spin around like a whirling dervish.
Oh, I could. Oh, no, ow. No, I can't put my arms all the way up.
Oh. Also, it's good you didn't really go for it, and then I just hear like a thud, and then I don't know what to do because I don't know where you live.
All right, am I dead or did I knock my phone off? Who can tell?
Yeah. Dylan, are you okay? Now I'm really worried. Uh-oh.
It feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Okay.
Because I am, podcast listeners.
Now I kind of wish you had.
Never look at a
down.
Real picture of me and just let your imagination do the work.
Yeah. What am I doing? Oh, how to lose a guy. I did that. Let's do a shower interview with somebody. Who's somebody that could be interviewed?
All right, I'm done washing my face, which means I can talk again. Which means it's time to do a little shower podcast interview. Matt, why don't you go strip Nathan in the shower? Let's talk.
Okay, there'll just be silence on the podcast while I go do that.
Yes. Favorite part. Oh, Iris Spring. You're my best body wash ever. You're perfect. You're not too clingy, so you're easy to wash off, and you smell like what my grandpa probably smelled, because he's probably average. That's why people are, right?
That's fair.
So you two just can't stop working together. Can't stop, won't stop.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. So now that you know each other.
All right, that's enough of that. That was a good interview.
Are they in a shower?
No.
Go to YouTube and search for shower.
What?
Go search for showers on YouTube. Shower interviews.
All right. I'm not finding anything. Nope.
This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull!" Oh.
Became the mighty battle cat, and I became
He fucking blasted him in the face.
Only three others share this secret.
You know, I feel like the most important thing to learn from that show is that Donatello does machines.
Is he the quiet one, or is he the cute one?
He's the pervert.
Oh, good. I'm not wearing pants. And he's not. Oh man, it's the worst when you're like trying to rinse your washcloth out, but it keeps lathering, you know, and like the soap never comes out. I should switch to a loofah, man. How do you wash your body?
With soap.
A spoonful of sugar
helps you shower off the crud
and replace it with sugar.
Which will in turn help you grow more crud.
Where are we going? Go to
Is this making you laugh yet?
Your Honor?
If I can hear it, yes.
Bag lady. Yes, yes, I know it's Halloween night. I have tried every store in town. You must have something left. Dan?
Those damn Smurfs again.
Hey, Dan, I just...
No need to explain, Harry. I've had to do it a few times myself.
Pretty good, right?
Keep an eye out for Meyer, sir. Thank you, boy. Are you really a witch?
Oh, they got a little hot there. Sorry.
Okay.
You're going to have to watch an episode of Night Court. This isn't fair listening to out of context audio clips.
Audio court clips?
This isn't fair to Night Court.
You're an embarrassment to Night Court.
Dylan, you're the best showerer of your generation, and your shower is the best shower of its generation.
It's true.
How did you two get together?
Well, I live in a mid-century neo-colonial. It was really
fancy.
Kind of a lot of first sight type of thing. Like, when I saw this, I knew I want to take off all my clothes and go inside of it and wash myself with its water.
That's very romantic.
Yeah, I know some people don't believe in that stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I can't say, like, what the heart wants and what it doesn't. I don't know. I feel like I'm analyzing this stuff a little too closely. Well, I don't know. It takes the fun out of it.
Now the lady is protesting too much, and you're starting to sound like Tom Cruise in that interview that time when he went crazy and beat up that lady's couch. Do you remember that Oprah interview? He just, like, started biting into the couch and, like, ripping it apart with his teeth.
Oh, Tom Cruise? Yeah. And then they sold the bits to charity, right?
That's what they said they did.
No, anyway. No, that was the next night's Oprah secret prize. Like, was under your seat, and under your seat, there's a bit of Tom Cruise's seat.
You all get trash from the show from yesterday.
All right, and now the segment of the podcast is called Podcast Talk, where we talk about cool parts of other podcasts that we listen to.
Where we talk about what we're doing on the podcast. Hey, Dylan. What should this podcast be about?
Coming up next. I say, you know what? I think nothing's working so far. Let's just keep going with nothing.
Okay. I think I gotta pay some
bills. We're at the height of our careers. We're both improv masters.
You wanna listen to me pay bills online?
Yes. Oh, is it your power bill? Oh, yeah, I used to love going online and paying the Tallahassee power bill. That was very painless. There was no pain involved. Oh, and using a credit card give you the delightfulest little fee. It was like a tip for the power company.
Yeah, just a nice little $10 fee.
You know, to any Tallahassee Power Company employees listening, I love to say in the towns I've lived in, the Tallahassee Power Company, the government power has been some of the best, most consistent power things I've ever dealt with. And it's pretty great. And I miss it.
It's actually gotten better since you left, too.
I mean, I'm not kidding. It was actually pretty great. They would, like, let you know as soon as, like, an outage happened, and they call you and all this awesome stuff. And it was always, like, they kept you informed. And I'm not kidding. I was very satisfied. And the prices
were
very reasonable.
I had that experience. You had some kind of premium service or something.
Oh, I just got lucky, I guess. Your mileage may vary. Tallahassee is a giant sprawling town. Yes. Full of strip clubs and waffle huts.
Bars.
Waffle bars. All right. Now that we're out of the shower, it's time to drive to Jacksonville again.
Okay.
Gotta clean my ears out, gotta swab them. Even though if you look at any Q-tip packaging, any kind of cotton swab packaging, you'll never actually see like a swab going into an ear.
Yeah, but it says, you know, do not do that, in fact.
Do not.
Is this what it sounds like when you stick Q-tips in your ear?
Yeah, it's very, I use very cheap plasticky tips.
Hmm. Let's do hygiene tips now.
Well, you know, I had to stop buying Quake Q-tips because they shouldn't have enough cotton on there. It just felt like I was sticking a paper stick
into
here.
Yeah, just stabbing the cheap plastic in your
eardrums. I heard my eardrum burst, and then eardrum burst, and I heard nothing else after that.
Eardrum.
Do you like to blow your nose when you go to the shower?
No, I like to blow my nose in the shower.
Gross, and then it's like your boogers are swimming around with your feet?
No, they spray all over my body, and it helps lather up.
That's fair. Well, you know, hedgehogs like to anoint themselves. They have to cover themselves with some kind of mucus for a reason that we don't know yet. Maybe that's true with mats, too.
Maybe. It helps me mat my fur. I hear my laugh echoing, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I've had one speakerphone. Is this working?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I'm almost dry. I'm almost ready to brush my teeth before bed, and then put the headphones on, and then talk to you as I fall asleep.
This is good before bed music. Before bed, bed.
That's a good before bed cackle. That's a good cackle.
Should we start getting people into bed now?
Might be time.
All right, listeners, we're going to try and get you into bed now.
We're going to try to guess the code word that's programmed into your body to make you go to sleep.
We're going to try and use the one weird trick that we learned by typing in our credit card information online.
Yeah. A local mom in my area figured it out. Maybe you'll figure it out too.
But we're not here to do sex to you, listeners. We want to have a platonic relationship with you because, well, we're not going to say exactly why, and that's going to drive you crazy not knowing exactly what it is about yourself that makes us not interested in you sexually.
I respect you too much, I think. I respect your friendship too much to, like, ruin it with that stuff, you know?
Yeah, but you're always going to be like, is that really why?
Keep wondering, because I'll never tell.
So now let's all start having our eyelids get heavy, and we can start making our way into bed. Put on
what makes me want to sleep more than the grinding sound of an electric toothbrush?
Yeah, soothing. Used any cool water picks, Dylan?
No, water picks are actually very ineffective and efficient. I mean, still better than nothing, though.
That's not what that infomercial said.
Look who made it, though.
Let me type it in.
Matt, I'm going in.
Wait a minute. This was manufactured by the people that would profit if you bought it. Oh. Follow the money. So, Dylan, what's up? I was trying to say...
I'm just working my teeth. I got a cool laptop home box. And after the timer, every 30 seconds, it goes off. So you move into the quadrant of your mouth.
That's what I was just trying to think of a question to get you to talk while you were brushing your teeth. And the only question I could go up with is, what's up?
It worked.
I did it.
I like how open-ended that was. It let me say what I want to try. Is this content? This is content, right?
Yeah, this counts. We're doing pretty good, I think. Oh, yeah. A Godzilla interview. Let's do a Godzilla interview. So, Godzilla, what do you think about... the energy crisis. I don't think he likes it. Have you watched any good movies lately, Godzilla, that you want to get to recommend? Ah. So, Godzilla, some people say that you're only pretending to like destroying towns to get money somehow. Whoa. I said some people, not me. Others. Godzilla! Godzilla, no! No, stay back! No! And our correspondent interviewing Jeremy was killed.
Rip and peace. Mm, that's good. Now it's time to floss with my water pick.
All right, hold on. Now I'm going to interview a dolphin. Hey, a dolphin. What's up?
The name's Al Dolphin.
All right.
That's highly offensive.
Any more questions, Dylan? I got killed by Godzilla last time, so I don't want to tempt fate again.
I heard somewhere that dolphins are the other animals, only other animals besides humans that have sex for pleasure. Is that a myth? Yeah.
Yeah, I am pretty sure all animals have sex for pleasure.
No.
I think the...
Is that why so many animals have, like, penises that make it easy to not, like, let the lady run away from the penis? Because the lady wants to be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the idea of that is they're saying that, like, dolphins do sex that don't result in impregnation. But
right. For sex for pleasure.
Right, but I mean, that's why all the animals are doing it. Like, they're not like, oh, it's time to procreate now. They just have a fucking biological urge.
Welcome to the Biological Urge Hour. What are your biological urges? Call in.
All right, we got interviewing Jeremy on line 3. Guys, I'm hiding from Godzilla underneath the Godzilla... Oh god, he's on top of me! Ah! No! He's dead again.
What if Jesus came back and then before he could, you know, go to heaven, Godzilla got him?
Good question. Now it's time for... What did we say that made me load up porno sounds?
Oh. I think we were talking about biological Godzillas?
Yes. It's time for the Biological Urge Hour. Hey, Dylan. You had any biological urges lately?
Yeah, I'm a human, so I have human urges. I'm definitely not a robot. So I have human urges, probably a lot like you. I have an urge to take in nutrients and to, you know, like expel waste, probably.
Right? I do that too.
That's something you do, right? Yeah.
Yes. Respiration is another thing I've really been into lately.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Oh, I forgot to breathe. Which is something I have to do to maintain my survival.
Yeah, me too. I totally get what you mean by that.
All right, you reached the Middle School Sleepover Podcast.
And these are the sounds of a middle school sleepover in the background that we're playing. Somebody
oh, no,
is having
this is the
a
part of the night where everyone like has
medical
like, they
emergency
put blankets over their waist and then they try to watch like a scrambled adult channel.
Oh, I thought it was the part of the night when you're awoken by somebody having some sort of problem.
Is that what sex sounds like?
I don't know. It sounds like somebody like scrubbing a floor too hard or something.
They're fighting.
It's like somebody forced to do manual labor and they're like about to pass out.
Oh, that's what I sound like today when I worked out.
All right, it's reached the end of that clip. I'm kind of curious where it's going to go next.
Thank you, because I am fully titillated.
I don't like the name of this video that's loading.
I don't want to live on this video's world anymore.
Hopefully this will pick up the sounds of some Euro sex.
This is some lady in a hotel room, and she's recording because apparently somebody's having sex in the room next to her.
What does she look like? Because she sounds like someone I know.
She looks like somebody you know. Also,
oh God,
this video is not picking up any of the sex noises, so... Is this person you know a huge failure?
Oh, now she quiets up. Oh, there we go.
Well, she's more successful than me.
Yeah, that could still be a pretty
big
failure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, there's my shirts that I bought tonight. Wait.
What?
No. Oh, I'm looking for my Walmart bag that I brought in. I bought shirts. Oh, there they are. Oh.
What?
Maybe like you. Oh, she expects. Thinking. All right.
All right, do the unboxing of the shirt, Dylan.
It's already unbagged. Unbagging. Because it's four shirts from Fruit of the Loom. And I just realized I'm in a quandary because I put my headphones on without putting my shirt on. So I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we ask our followers?
I heard that Serial Podcast listeners like hearing sounds of sex. This will get them coming. Oh, gross. I didn't even mean that. Okay.
Dylan.
Yeah, I didn't even mean for that.
You've lost that privilege
of listening. All right, now I'm taking my headphones out in shame. I'm putting my shirt on, also in shame.
How many of your decisions are shame-based? Most of them? Or all of them? I agree. Dylan, did you fall down because you put your shirt on too fast?
And I am back.
Out of here. Oh.
Just in time.
All right. Content.
What does that even mean? Webster's Dictionary defines content as... vamping, I think, right? Am I getting those confused?
Vampiring.
Hmm. That's what they call it in the Blade remake. Oh, you're vamping. Was there a Blade TV show, or did I hallucinate that?
I think you hallucinated that.
Just like everything else. Hey, Matt, what do you know what sound a toad makes when it's struck by a bolt of lightning? Do you know what happens to the toad?
I do. Really?
What?
The same thing that happens to me when I look up porno sounds.
Oh, ba-boing! Well, nightcore music is kind of porno music.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I like it.
What do you think I was talking about?
It's kind of porny, yeah. Bow, 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 bow.
Saxophone, more like sexophone, in my opinion, because you have sex with it.
Matt, when you were playing alto saxophone in school,
that was you, Dylan. Quit confusing us.
Oh. Oh, shit, you're right. Oh, my God. What life have I lived?
Yep. I don't know. Not mine. Not mine, pal.
Hashtag not my pal. No.
Pick one of these at random.
You know, Matt, I learned in a speech class I took once that content of speech does not necessarily reflect a quantity
of character.
Yes. I only have one.
Only have one what?
Character. It's called Jerry, and he's a New York comedian.
You should really have a backup character ready.
Yeah, I have I don't know, my first pick character, then I have a backup character, and maybe like a safety character.
We don't have time to roll your new character now. Let's just talk to Jerry.
All right.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, my intelligence is 8, so I can't have a conversation with you.
Yeah, you can. It's just going to be really stupid.
All right.
Hey, Jerry.
Like normal. Hi, I'm Jerry.
Hi. Do you have any TV shows?
I have a couple. What can I interest you in? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for something in a size 4.
All right, then you're going to want Golden Girls, the college years.
Just one second.
So if they redid the Golden Girls, would Betty White just play the mom now?
Travel down the road back again.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
When I went to Universal Studios in the mid-90s, the highlight of seeing things from movies were props from the Flintstones movie and the house from Golden Girls.
When you went where?
To Universal Studios, like several decades ago. Well, not several, just 2.
This song's making me sleepy.
Is that, can we say the same for you, listeners? Can you also say that?
Yeah, I think
we were making you tired without you even knowing it.
We helped.
You think
listeners.
We're shit at this, but it turns out we're doing our jobs just right.
Yeah, we're getting you into bed, and not in a sex way. Even though we did play that sex music or sex sounds of
the farthest
people.
Away from sex. That's a sleep way.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look up sounds of people sleeping quietly.
I'm going to hear some quiet snoring. Not like the loud kind that I do, but just some pleasant noises.
All right, it's turned all the way up.
Oh, I got into bed, by the way. It worked.
Cool. Well, good night. And have a pleasant night. Good night, everyone.
Stick good around for after the podcast to hear us sleeping.
All right. Now, Dylan, let's go ahead and record the sleeping noises so we can play that at the end and these dumb rubes will think it's real.
All right, I'd like to get a couple takes.
All right, let's do a funny one.
Okay.
Zebras.
Oh, hubba, hubba.
Now let's do one for the grandparents.
All right. And then they died. That's why you stopped hearing.
That's your Dick Cheney, I believe.
I'll get you, Batman.
No, he probably likes Batman because Batman's a fascist.
That's true. He's anti-crime and when Frank Miller's riding him, never mind. So,
yeah, you better not piss off Frank Miller fans.
Why? They're the stupidest fans in the world.
I bet they're so dumb they couldn't even listen to this podcast if they tried.
Yeah, they probably are so dumb that they can't even get negged right.
God. That's too smart for that.
Like, yeah. And now... good night.
We'll leave that open-ended. You figure it out, listeners.
Oh, I said good night. I'll see if I can cut that out, but I can't.
Okay, please.
Well, all right. I guess I'm going to hang up now, and that'll be the end of this episode.
I'm going to keep talking.
Okay.
No matter what you do.
Let's interview Alec Baldwin also real quick.
Oh, I hate you, you dumb bitch. You're my daughter, and I hate you. Bah.
I'm not your daughter, Mr. Baldwin.
Nah, if you were, I'd hate you. Because I hate her.
What do you like most about your career, Alec?
Right, I mean, someone said this guy's on a fast track.
All right, there's Charlie Rose talking. I'm going to cut this out. So it seems like I'm doing a good job at...
Wow, a double whammy, Charlie and Alec?
Red October, you ought to do this, and you got to do this. And if you do this, it puts you in a very enviable position.
All right, Mr. Rose, you recently had a surgery done. Are you recovering well?
To me, it was like...
God damn it, now Alec Baldwin's talking. Alec, you suck. Please respond.
...of one and a half dozen of the other. I did.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how to interpret that. Dylan, you ask a question.
Alec, why do you keep threatening to not play Trump anymore, and you still keep doing it? Like, why do you do that?
Is that loud enough?
I can't hear anything.
You know, especially,
and I couldn't hear you. I assume that you're asking if I can hear
my own
you.
Experience.
I can't.
I find that the media, you know, entertainment media especially, are always trying to paint.
All right, good answer, Alec. They're always trying to paint. So are you just trying to get people to tell you that they really like you? Or are you trying to get more money? Or are you just trying to get more attention? What's going on?
I hated it.
Oh, he hated doing the Trump impression, I guess.
Alec Baldwin is someone I can't imagine hosting a match game reboot. He's like the anti... I can't imagine him like Schlumman, you know, hobnobbing with like middle American contestants and like the things they say. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like he has the patience for that.
Because it can be something that happens.
Oh, he thinks he can do it. Let's try that right now. What's the match game theme sound like?
Is that it? I think that's it. Yeah.
Now we're doing it. Oh, it's so cool.
Sex is called the match game sometimes.
I didn't feel like looking up the porn music again, so I just made it
That's actually much more scintillating. Thank you.
You can confront. I think one of the reasons people, you know, myself, for example, I've had some.
All right, let me try that again.
Hey, this is Editor Computer Bot. Matt is about to do a match game bit, but he evidently confused the match game with the dating game or some shit cause he was too sleepy. Then he typed this explanation and made me read it cause he was too lazy to get up and plug in his microphone. I mean, it was all my fault and Matt is very cool. Sorry for the confusion. Now, please, enjoy the confusion. Hey Dylan, pass me some of those turds. I love eating them. Yum 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 yum.
This is a business on the business side where you get people.
Why is he whispering?
Passionate.
I don't know. This is as loud as I can make it. Quite frankly. I think it's
partially. He actually is whispering.
It's partially because it's Charlie Rose, which is a very quiet show if you never watch.
I'm saying to you,
care. I think that's just
how you assume. I've never seen Charlie Rose.
No. Care even more.
I assume that you about do. I was talking job, to our dumb listeners because they fucking are too stupid.
I bet serial listeners love Charlie Rose. They're so
they listen every night. Okay, that's all. It helps them go to bed while learning about the current events.
It's all manipulative.
And what Alec Baldwin was up to in 1992.
You do have to care, and then you have to jam. It's like stopping a locomotive on a dime. Sometimes it can be so stressful.
All right, that was his intro to the match game.
Yeah, it's a fascinating process.
All right. I'm contestant number one. And if you pick me, then I'm sure that our lives together will be long and uneventful.
That sounds safe. I like that.
I'm contestant number two. And you better pick me or I'm gonna get ya.
Oh, that's good. That sounds like it'll be safe with him. He knows what he wants. I like his confidence.
I'm contestant number three, and I don't know. You're probably too stupid to pick me.
Oh, I want to prove that contestant wrong. I'll take them all.
You smiled when you talked about, I assume, the marrying man. Tell me what...
That's Charlie, contestant number true. Four.
What was that? What was going on
there? I'm Charlie Rose. I'm the fourth contestant. All right. Now ask your questions that are written down for you, Dylan.
All right. What's your idea of a perfect night with me?
TV business, if somebody lies to me once in a week...
Oh, I love it. So yeah, I love being lied to, Alec. It's good. I mean, who are the contestant number five?
All right, now ask number two a question.
All right, contestant number two. Wait, don't they all have to answer? Nah, let's not worry about it. All right, contestant number two. What do you picture?
Are you going to just repeat the question?
Gonna, where do you like to eat out at? Yes. Games.
Debated among ourselves whether to.
All right, ask the same question again. Not that question, but the question you asked Alec Baldwin.
All right, let me remember.
I don't remember
what I said. Okay. All right, contestant number Alec. What would you do? Where would you take me out to go on a date?
At all.
There's no need to feel guilty. I haven't done anything I'm ashamed of.
Okay.
Oh, you sound like you have false teeth. I like that.
Now, ask...
All right, contestant number seven. There's a lot of more contestants. Contestant number seven, if you owned a mansion that had a grotto outside of it, would you sell it?
Employees from...
Uh-huh.
I'm so bad at this.
You had six jobs. God damn it.
All right, ask another question.
All right, contestant number eight. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
The movies, if I wasn't like...
Yeah, that's a good... That's a kind of an unrealistic goal, but... It's good to have dreams.
Before lunch each day.
Okay. All right, I think we have time for one more question.
Did you say you'd have lunch every day? That's good. You're supposed to eat lunch every day.
You think they had...
The only thing that this ever did for me was what I have since learned is the most important thing it could do for me was to satisfy myself.
Oh, how selfish. Huh. I can respect that.
All right, so that's what he gets out of the show. All right, well, make your pick, Dylan.
All right, my pick for next week is Godzilla versus King Ghidorah.
Here, yeah. It would solidify. They do enormous things for me.
Is he talking about you?
Hey, I'm losing weight, all right? I'm working on it.
Theater actors.
Are you nagging me? That's not how this game works.
They were always making jokes about the fact that the soap was the only job I'd ever had,
All right, that was a great joke. Thanks for sharing that. And now that we've made all the money, I think we can go to bread.
The worst part about having so much money is that it's so damn loud.
I know. Falling out of my pockets and hitting the button that makes the computer play a sound effect.
Hey, can I get change here?
Yeah, hold on. Let me make that noise.
I'm paying with a card, though.
Hold on. I'm almost gonna make the change for you. There you go. Is that good?
Kinda makes me want to obey the Reapers a little bit. Maybe they're not so bad.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Obey the Reapers.
Don't fear the Reapers. They should have said that in those games.
All right, and now that we've made the best podcast ever, it's time to end it because it's 2 hours long.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
I've got work tomorrow. No, that's not true at all. I couldn't finish that.
And good night, Dylan. You're an asshole. Oh my. All right. So you're cool with me posting the Godzilla episode if it's an hour and a half?
No. Oh. I demand to listen to it first and then edit it.
I told you I'd give you the opportunity to listen to it before I posted it, but you say you're not going to listen to it.
Oh, that is true. I guess I did kind of screw myself with that statement.
Yep. Oh my. Here, let me see if I got it and I can play it for you.
Alright. Yeah, go ahead and just, you can go to bed. We'll just make you play it.
Okay.
Alright. Can you tell that I didn't actually watch the movie?
Yeah. I always can, though. But it might be because I already know it, you know?
I never watched the movie.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is pretty good, right?
Hello?
Can we skip to the end? Hey, who's this?
No, I'm into
it. Is the party line?
It's... You've reached Hot Talking.
All right, I'm going to skip to the
middle. Man, you can tell I have... You can tell I literally didn't have an hour of sleep.
Oh, let me get my volume right. Flat in, it just bounces
off.
How
was there an hour and a half of content? I never, like, talked to anyone that long. I
had 3 seconds to think about it. Give me a break. My hip. Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
Which one is you, and which one is the past?
Maybe they wanted it.
I guess they just needed something for Godzilla to beat up.
Specifically for the show. Isn't this good content, dude? Don't. Right.
Yes. Both of you asked me a question,
and I'll eat while you do it.
Perfect. Like a vague thing. I thought you might die. I was already like, you know, okay, sure. I mean.
Like Dylan said, hey,
you speed up my
chance
voice?
To make life harder for my family.
No.
Yes.
All right, Jill texted me that she'll be. Yeah, you talk frantically sometimes.
I do. Man, especially when I don't sleep. Maybe if I sleep 20 hours a day, I'll talk like a normal person.
Maybe.
I do have a defense mechanism where if I'm talking to someone and they like seem like they don't get what I'm saying, I double down and talk faster and more.
Yeah, you do that. That's a good way to describe what you do.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, I was getting a haircut a few days ago, and the stylist was understanding what I was asking.
Yes,
for, so I just
can you hear me?
Trying to talk faster.
Yeah, hey, you want to talk to JL?
Yeah, what's up, JL?
He says, hey, what's up, JL?
Are you both in bed together the whole time? Alright, JL's here. You're here. It's time to talk about Mass Effect. Not the one that I haven't played, but the three that I have.
But the other one?
The other three.
Can you hear JL?
No, I can't hear her at all. I love Mass Effect 1. I got really excited for it because it was by my favorite developer, BioWare, and they just made Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which is a great game.
JL says
and the same
you
head
have a
writer
nice voice.
Was the head writer for Mass Effect, and he also wrote a series of books. I even read the book before the game came out, and I couldn't be more excited for the game. And I wasn't disappointed.
Jill heard a weird sound and thought somebody was breaking in, but then it was just me talking to you.
Oh, okay. Does that happen a lot when people break into your house? Do they typically carry conversations?
Yeah, they go, well, what do you think, Alec Baldwin? I'm old. That was my impression of this show.
Alec Baldwin is young. He's in his, what, his 70s?
Yes. Good night.
For some reason, my phone screen turned on when that started.
It knows it's time for bed when the Night Court theme comes on.
That's true. It's our gentle reminder. All right, so what's in the news today? Let me find out.
There were some cash songs. Yeah. Bunch of fat cats got
paid
rich.
For, right? Yeah. Looks like Donald Trump, our president, is talking about NAFTA or something.
News, more like olds.
I'm going to lose that news. Oh, Amazon's making a lot of profit because cloud and retail businesses are dominating.
Now read it like Jay Leno.
Did you ever feel like Heineken releases a politically charged ad following Kendall Jenner's Pepsi controversy?
Yes!
Yeah. Alright, let's do headlines.
No, I'm going to bed. Good
Can
night.
Can I come with you?
Yes.
What do you got, a queen? A California king?
Queen.
Oh, that's small. You guys deserve a king, California king. Because you're both short, and it's wider than a regular king, and that's even more luxurious.
I got it because my wife is a queen, and she deserves a bed.
It's a queen fit for a queen.
Which so let's is talk ironic about Mass Effect. Because the queen
isn't it weird
actually
how Caden
sleeps
is like a nice guy? It bugs me a little bit.
Alright, good night. Good night, everybody.
So...
thanks for joining us again for I don't know why, but you're stupid for listening to this. Go fuck yourself.
Read a book.
Yeah, read a book to inform yourself on the issues. That was number 10, I think.
Please read a book about how to do a podcast and please tell us to give us the highlights because I don't have time to hear the whole thing.
Actually, if you did that, that would be rolling like 5 of the content tips into one. It would be asking our listeners for content, reading a book, telling.
That's things, precisely why I did it.
Making a list. It's genius, Dylan. If only that were marketable in some way. This one thing that we found you're good at.
Marketing? I think it's marketing.
Wait, what's that marketing? I don't know. Tell us about World War II while I hang up on you.
All right. Well, World War II started in a little country called Japan, invaded a little country called China in 1936. And then...